chapters through him. And every time God gives him a poem, he sends us a copy of it. So this one is An Acorn's Destiny. And he sent it, he says on the little note that he sent, "I'm sending you the latest poem to you and others for your edification. I wrote it on our 56th anniversary. It is scriptural, but seldom preached." And then he says, "This poem is written in the context that Jesus will keep his word and draw all men and women to himself, those in heaven and earth and under the earth. It will climax during the age of ages." And this is a poem, it's an Acorn's Destiny. It says, "As I look at the horizon, I see the old oak tree, so stable and so tall, so peaceful and so free. It is a haven of rest for the birds as they sing. It is a home that welcomes the birds on the wing. An acorn fell from a tree one day and landed on the ground. And the wind blew the dirt which buried it, and it grew without a sound. The rain and the sunshine nourished it, and we see a mystery. A tree came out of the acorn. Now how can this thing be? It is the law of growth in the acorn, for God designed it so. And the acorn shell began to break, and the tree begins to grow. What is the reason of this story? What does it speak to my mind? God designed it a way for the tree to reproduce after its kind. Can I compare myself to the acorn? For there is something growing in me. I received Christ's seed many years ago, and his life is setting me free. This process was redemptive right from the start, for he is restoring my soul as he transforms my heart. And what shall the finished work be? Like the tree coming out of the acorn, Christ can come out of me. And as this process takes place in every man, God will move forward and fulfill his plan. And as mankind experiences a great rebirth, God's righteous judgment shall fill the earth. And as all people recover from the fall, the glory of God will be seen in all. There will be peace on the mountains, on the land and the sea, and all nations will find rest from no enemy. As that majestic oak tree on the horizon stands so free and tall, God's glory shall fill the entire earth, and he shall be all in all." And the reference, he said, is in Isaiah, "Every valley shall be exalted." In Isaiah, "There shall be streams in the desert." And in Acts, "The times of restoration shall come." In 1 Corinthians, God will be all in all during the dispensation of the fullness of time. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. As we go to the Lord in prayer this morning,